Angus and Dave, driving.
Yeah.
It's just about the best time of year to live in the Spokane.
Yeah, it is.
Springtime is king time.
Okay.
Although it is the time when all the plants bust their nuts in our faces.
Yeah.
Spokane is tree-gious city for like 60 days.
Something like that.
So despite the coniferous come, we're going to take you on a trip around the Spokane area.
Yeah, we're
going
to drive around, basically.
Now, we've taken you to a lot of Spokane's landmark places.
I guess.
We've taken them to the malls, Dave.
Yeah.
All the landmark burger joints, including Thrifty's and Dick's in your mouth.
Yeah.
For the record, Dave loves some Dick's in his mouth.
It's one of my favorite hamburger places, yes.
We've taken him to the baseball stadium, to the Viking,
yeah.
Riverfront Park.
Yeah.
Got to meet our suction goat.
It's a garbage can vacuum that looks like a goat.
And many other places.
Right, so I don't really see the point of doing it again.
I thought I could drive around and point out the significant parts of our wonderful city, Dave.
Okay.
I've got a cooler full of snacks.
Probably just beer.
My clothing is layered for the seasonal temperatures.
Yeah.
And I'm going to take this episode very serious, Dave.
No, you are.
I'm not going to bring up our douchebag sound guy, Adam, one time.
Stay
the fuck in the backseat, Adam.
You went ahead and mentioned him.
Talk about a guy who's never kicked his own dick.
Yeah.
But Dave, I consider myself an aficionado for the Lilac City.
You do, huh?
Today we're going to showcase the beautiful nature of the natural Northwest, Dave.
Yeah, naturally.
I'm naturing the fuck out of this bitch.
Now, do you really think a podcast about nature is going to translate if they're just listening?
I'm a master of my craft, Dave.
Oh, yeah? What is that?
Well, you might have noticed I'm a big deal podcaster, Dave.
Yeah.
Well, if you'll shut up and just keep your eye on the road, Dave, we're coming up to our first wonder of the inland Northwest.
What, the dump?
No, not the dump. Beyond the dump, you can see Mount Spokane.
Man, we're quite a ways away from Mount Spokane.
Well, you can fucking see it, though, Dave.
Right, we can see it, but they can't see it. This is an audio podcast.
All right, well, picture a mountain.
Really, all I can see is the dump right now.
Picture a mountain beyond a dump.
Yeah, I can't see the mountain yet.
Beyond the dump, there's a mountain of beauty.
Right now, we're starting to see it peek out over the dump.
It's a beautiful mountain. You can ski on it.
Yeah.
Ted Nugent probably plays up there every once in a while for some reason.
Yeah.
And there's a bunch of pot-smoking hillbillies that live at its base.
Yeah, a lot.
A fuckload, yeah.
Seriously.
And yeah, that's what we get to look at here in Spokane.
I guess, again, I don't know how this is going to translate.
Well, that's what we're fucking doing today, bitch. A whole lot of me looking out the window of a car and describing things.
Really?
It's a very Angus isn't getting out of the car edition of
The Dave and Angus Show.
It's Dave. I'm Dave. I'm Angus. It's Dave.
I'm Dave.
I'm Angus.
It's Dave. I'm Angus.
What's in there? Dave and Angus Show right now. Let's go.
All right, we're on the north side of Spokane, making our way down into downtown.
Yeah.
We're actually in the Hilliard area where we live.
Yeah.
And they've got like an old-timey rustic vibe going that they're trying to preserve.
Yeah, yeah.
So just like a town near you, it's a tiny little strip mall with a Masonic temple at the end.
Well, it's not a Masonic temple anymore.
No, let me tell you a long, convoluted story about Mr. Hill's yard.
We'll do that right after these messages.
Really? Just mid-sentence like that?
Yep.
You've got a busy life.
I do.
You don't have time to sit down for a healthy meal.
I could probably make time.
Your life is drowning in a sea of shit.
No.
Perpetually looking for the least poopy place to lay on the couch.
What is this for?
Dude, it's gonna seem like I come from the future, but here.
What is this?
It's all your daily dietary needs in one little medium to large size pill.
This thing's huge.
Yeah, but it's got everything you need to sustain a healthy life.
What's it got, like protein in it?
80 virgillion grams.
Okay, well, that's not a number.
Ask me if it has vitamins.
Does it have vitamins?
It has 90 virgillion of them.
Dude, virgillion is not a number.
It's got electrolytes.
Okay.
Ask me how many.
Yeah, I'm not playing into that.
900 virgillion.
Yeah, wow.
And all you have to do is take this pill.
Yeah, I'll take a steak and eggs any day, bud.
That's crazy because some of the protein in this pill comes from steak and eggs.
Oh, yeah? What kind of steak and eggs?
Mealworm and spider, respectively.
Oh!
I'm not kidding you. This is the future of food.
Okay, well, why won't you tell me what it's called?
Well, I'm gonna be honest with you. I went to college for marketing. I got a master's degree in marketing.
Yeah?
And this has been my greatest challenge, kind of selling this one.
But you said it's the future of food.
Dude, it is. It's got everything in there. All you have to do is just take this pill.
It is pretty big.
It's basically a panacea for most health problems.
Okay, well, I guess I could try it.
No, dude. Not in your mouth.
What? What?
It doesn't go in your mouth.
What do you mean?
I mean, it goes in your butt.
In my butt?
It's rectal food, dude.
Why would anyone do that?
It's science, dude. It's called reverse eating.
You want me to shove this giant fucking pill up my ass?
It's like eating 3 steaks, 17 eggs, and 14 cups of coffee, dude.
Really?
I'm telling you, it's the future, but you have to put it in your butt.
I don't want to put food up my butt.
I'm telling you, it's the future, dude.
The fucking rectal food?
Cue the music back up. We call it booty food.
Booty food?
You put it in, you're out, piece.
I'm not putting this pill in my ass.
Think about it, dude. No more heartburn and indigestion.
Yeah, how about no more taste? And how about I have to shove things up my ass?
With our line of booty food, no one will ever choke again.
Okay, but you're still shoving things in your ass.
Things that taste like cookies and cream, steak, orange cream soda.
Orange cream soda.
Yeah, your rectum really responds to cream flavors for some reason.
Dude, you're not selling me on this.
I told you, this has been the challenge of my life.
I'm not putting this giant thing up my ass.
Well, you haven't heard what we call it yet.
That's not gonna help.
I said that at first too, but our research department assures me that it will.
And didn't you call it booty food?
That's just a catchy description.
Okay, what's it called?
Butt munchers.
Oh, get fucked.
Now back to the Dave and Angus Show. Turn that loud shit off.
It's bread fan, Dad.
Who's bedpan?
Just read the script out.
I did read the script. script. Now back to this stupid shit. Now this, my friends, is a Spokane Falls.
Angus, they can't see it. We're at a weird angle for one, and we're in a car, and this is a fucking podcast.
Well, imagine a mighty waterfall, then tone it back a bit.
Right.
Put a park around that bitch and put a bridge there, and that's what we're looking at.
Well, we're just driving by it.
They can picture it in their mind's day.
Well, it is very pretty.
Imagine a raging waterfall toned back to about 70%.
Yeah.
That's very pretty.
Yeah.
Next to a park that a bunch of rich cunts put ice ribbons for figure skating in for some reason.
Yeah, they did put ice ribbons in.
I love that the people that run this town looked around at all the clientele,
right,
all their constituents,
yeah,
and said, you know what these tractor pull loving Walmart shopping bastards need, Dave?
More figure skating.
More figure skating in their lives. That's right.
And they got it, yeah.
They looked around and said, wow, this city is really well known for basketball. It's got Hoop Fest, Gonzaga.
Yeah.
Let's build a fuckload of infrastructure for figure skating, Dave.
Well, there's got to be figure skating fans out there somewhere.
Well, now let me tell you the story of how a handful of richy rich cunts took over Spokane. Yeah.
We'll tell that story right after these messages.
Another commercial break?
That's one of those again.
Oh, for fuck.
Yeah, thanks for coming out on a date with me.
Bitch, you are my boo.
Yeah, are you enjoying your meal?
They really will shove a truffle in anything.
Would you like some more bread infused with truffles?
I'm pretty stuffed and I want to save room for dessert.
Like a truffle shoved in an eclair?
I mean in the bedroom.
Oh, you're talking about sex?
I sure am.
That's exciting. I'm so glad to hear that.
You are?
I was hoping me flexing my surplus of resources at this fancy restaurant would lead to my wiener.
Well, that satiates my evolutionary desire for security.
Nice.
When it comes to myself and a progeny.
Well, that does it, Susie.
What is it, Peter?
Let me just get down on a knee here.
Oh my god, Peter, are you kidding me?
I love you.
Oh my god.
And I'd like you to become my wife.
You're kidding me.
I don't know if it's because my dog likes you.
Oh, Scruffers.
Or if it's because my parents like you.
Oh, I love your parents.
Or if it's how you suck on my wiener.
Oh, I got you, bitch.
And I don't want to sound shallow.
More shallow than the blowjob thing?
It's merrier already.
I don't want to hold this up anymore.
It's okay. Do your knees hurt?
No, but I gotta tell you.
What is it, Peter?
I don't even know how to say it.
You can say it.
Okay.
You can say it.
Ever since you've been wearing booby cube bras, your boobies have never looked so perpendicular.
Oh, Peter.
I want you to know it was your kindness and fiscal responsibility that made me respect you.
Okay.
But oh, how your boobies look in them cubies. That's what really made me fall.
Oh, Peter.
In fucking love with you, bitch.
Oh, I do.
She says I do.
I love you, future husband.
I love you, keeper of the cubed boobs.
And I owe it all to you, booby cubes.
Le cube la boobie.
Bye, Raytheon.
This is seriously what we're up to today. For fuck's sake.
Script, Dad.
Here's a bucket of shit for your ears.
Well, not on the script, Dad.
Mm. And that's the story of the Illuminati of Spokane.
Holy fuck, dude.
I don't think I recorded that.
I'm sorry, what's that sound man that must not be named?
I didn't record that.
You didn't record that shit?
I was changing out the disc.
I'll change out the disc of your face.
Angus.
With my disc.
Angus.
What?
Adam said he wasn't recording when you started.
Well, I'm not going to do that whole spiel over again, Dave. I need a snack and a nap.
Right, well, I guess we'll just have to live without your diatribe of diarrhea.
Whatever, this town is steeped in the skin.
Right, well, we're headed towards this Spokane Valley area.
We're driving down the Sprague Avenue.
That's the main east-west road.
And to your right and left, you will see what's known as a fuckload of strip malls.
Yeah.
Some of which have businesses in them.
Right.
And you can see a Spokaneite in its natural habitat doing what it do.
Yikes, what's going on there?
I think that guy's running from a meth head, Dave.
Yeah, I do believe he is.
Doing what a Spokaneite do.
Yikes.
Society is doing great, Dave.
Yeah, well, there's not a lot of sights to see in the Spokane Valley here on Sprague.
You can, however, get your budget shopping done and get your cheeseburger on.
Yes, you can.
Along this road, you will find Zips.
Very good.
You will find Ron's.
Classic.
You'll find your McDonald's and your Burger Kings.
Yeah.
There's even a Carl's Jr.
There is, yeah.
Plus an A&W and a Five Guys Burgers and Fries.
We've got it all.
But most importantly, a thrifty motherfucking Scotsman.
This is the road.
All roads lead to the Scotsman.
That doesn't make sense.
I'll not make sense of your face, Dave, with a kilt on.
Okay.
You know what, Dave? I think this is the episode where we tell the story of the thrifty Scotsman and how it got its name.
Okay, well, that sounds great. Let's do that after these messages.
The fuck you say?
That's one of those episodes.
That means less of me.
Yeah.
I am this fucking...
The Dave and Angus Show will return after these messages.
The world is a changing place.
What just happened?
And technology is progressing faster than human morality.
Hey, I'm human and over here.
Back off, meat sack. Oh.
With the advent of artificial intelligence, satellite internet, and nanocomputer technology.
The fuck is that?
You might feel a bit overwhelmed.
I said I was human and over here.
Well, the mega maniacal dickbags that run the world have heard your cries. Now introducing the Go Fuck Yourself box.
What'd you say to me?
Here, sir, put these glasses on.
Well, these virtual reality? Holy shit.
Hey there, big boy.
Touch my naked titty.
Holy shit, I'm in the threesome.
The Go Fuck Yourself box is a virtual reality gangbang simulator.
What do you mean it's a box?
Well, now you just put this box on your cock.
The fuck, dude, we're in public.
Then this hose goes in your butt and this one goes in your mouth.
What the
It's a Go Fuck Yourself virtual gangbang.
Who the fuck would want this?
You'd be surprised.
Get the fuck away from me, dude.
No. Give in to the titties.
Come here, big boy.
Put the box on your cock.
Do it.
This is weird. We're outside of Denny's.
The Go Fuck Yourself box virtual gangbang will help you take your mind off things like state-sponsored violence, being engulfed by propaganda, watching your money become worthless.
Oh, God.
That's right. Put it on the cock.
The brown tube goes in your butt.
We're outside of Denny's.
And other geopolitical and social things that you feel powerless against.
I'm taking this thing off. Sir, don't sir me. We're outside of fucking Denny's.
Sir, this is groundbreaking technology.
It's a video game box you can fuck.
It's the Go Fuck Yourself Virtual Gangbang Box.
Yeah, I don't want it.
Our research on your internet history says differently.
Excuse me?
The world is a tough place.
Yeah, I can manage.
You should put your dick in a box and fuck it.
There's more to life than fucking the box.
You know the butthole hose doubles as a feeding tube.
The fuck is going on?
Just come in this goddamn box every day so the people that run the government can do whatever the fuck they want.
You say what?
The Go Fuck Yourself Box by Skatek.
Hey, it's Jennifer down at Spokane's Jennifer's Auto Sales in the Spokane Valley. Do you have bad credit? No problem. We'll give credit to anybody. You can come in high on drugs. We'll get you a car. Jennifer's Auto Sales in the Spokane Valley. When you think used cars, you should think Jennifer. Because Jennifer's a nice name. You probably know a Jennifer who's pretty nice. I'm a Jennifer. I'm nice. And you might be thinking, Jennifer, it's now a good time to make a vehicle purchase. And let me just say between you and me, yes it is. Let me recommend Jennifer's Auto Sales in the Spokane Valley. Where you'll see lots of cars like this one, which probably runs. Or maybe this overpriced shitbox is more your style. When you think cars, don't think O'Reilly or Al. Think Jennifer, I'm your pal. At Jennifer's Auto Sales in the Spokane Valley. Don't let your demonstrative lack of fiscal responsibility deter you from making a major financial decision. I would loan a border collie $5,000 to buy a car for me. Jennifer's Auto Sales, right next to the bowling alley.
I'm certain you understand what's going on by this point. More of it. Here we go.
Read the words on the page, Dad.
They don't need me holding their hands.
Now, if you don't find this beautiful, I don't know what to tell you.
It's very green.
We're heading east on I-90 towards North Idaho.
Yeah.
And if you squint enough, you can not see all the box stores and pot shops.
Yeah.
And just see the natural beauty that is the can.
Right.
It's mainly mountains and trees, Dave.
Right, we are driving along the Spokane River.
Just picture the mightiest fucking river you've ever seen in your life, and then cut that by like 96%.
No, maybe not that much.
94%.
It's still kind of dangerous to be in sometimes.
That's why I'm staying in the car, Dave.
Right, I still don't see the point of this episode. Nobody can see what we see.
I'm painting the picture for him, Dave.
Okay, well.
It feels like this time of year is a reward for people that survive the fucking winters up here.
Well, the winters aren't that bad.
No, but they're gloomy, Dave.
They can be. It's about your mindset, I think.
Blow me, Dave. It's about the air hurting your face.
I do agree with you that spring is beautiful.
It's like a little snack that heals.
Okay.
Right before it busts flower nuts in your face.
Right, the pollen.
But man, if you listeners could see this, it's real pretty.
We're really just driving by a bunch of stores and shit.
Yeah, but there's green everywhere, man.
Right, well, it's green around an outlet mall.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say that's particularly pretty.
Shut the fuck up, fucking Dave. That cowboy hat store manicured their shit nicely.
Yeah, well.
Now, for those of you that can't see this, there's beautiful rolling hills all around us.
Man, that's true.
All the trees are green as fuck, bitch.
Man, there's more and more neighborhoods coming in, though.
Yeah, I should mention that. I know we're saying nice things about the Northwest.
Man, it's awesome up here.
It is, but don't you start thinking about coming here.
No, we can do what you want.
Now, if you're thinking about moving here from Shitburg, Michigan,
oh, come on.
Or Dingle Fucky, Kentucky.
Kentucky's beautiful.
Or the big city where you live in a shelf connected to a tube.
What?
It's a train, Dave. Keep up.
Like the subway?
You're keeping up.
I guess.
Stay the fuck where you live.
Again, you can do whatever the fuck you want.
Dave, you're driving, right?
I am, yes.
As you look around your shitty blue truck, do you feel like you want more people driving around you?
No, not really. And my truck is a classic, thank you.
If by classic you mean raccoon toilet.
That was just that one time.
You can still smell it in the vents, bitch.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just saying it's already people-y as fuck around here.
Well, that's because you're pretty antisocial.
I'm a cutting-edge, world-class fucking podcaster, bitch.
Oh, yeah?
I've kicked dicks and kirked hammocks into the zeitgeist, bitch.
And thankfully not with an ounce of hubris.
I'm just trying to say stay the fuck home and make your town good.
Right, well.
We'd love for you to come visit.
You can do whatever you want.
No, Dave, the Inland Northwest is closed now.
No, it's not.
A bunch of motherfuckers discovered this place and were like, oh, shit, this shit's cheap up here. And they made it all not cheap no more.
It's certainly not cheap anymore.
All right, well, I think they get my point.
You're an unlikable D-bag.
Dave, I told you I was going to take this episode serious.
You did.
And I've thusly eloquently prostrated the stories of Hill's Yard, Spokane's Illuminati cunt cabal.
That was nonsense. It was deleted.
And the story why a Scotsman would be so thrifty.
I doubt that will make this episode.
What? You would cut that podcast gold, Dave?
No, it was just gibberish and went nowhere. It's very difficult to edit you.
All said sucks.
Nobody asked Adam in the backseat who doesn't want to be in the podcast.
Don't say my name in the
Adam,
podcast.
I'm going to see to it that you have a fucking trading card, you son of a bitch.
I don't want to be the podcast.
You're saying that you were going to take this serious.
I is.
I don't think that you're being serious.
Since we're driving along the Spokane River, let me tell you the tale of Lewis and Clark.
Really?
I did researchicles and everything.
All right, well, why don't you tell a story of Lewis and Clark after this?
We're not doing another nonsense ad.
We are.
Dave, what kind of person would enjoy this sort of thing?
I don't know, but here's another dose of it.
I don't know why he got me doing the thing. He just said we were going to commercial.
All you have to do is read the paper, Dad.
This show has the production values of a garage sale.
That's probably true.
And now a paid advertisement for drugs.
Are you tired of not being happy like these people?
We're happy.
Yeah.
Do you wish the world wasn't a constant diarrhea storm seeping into your pores?
Yeah.
Then once again, the pharmaceutical industrial complex that loves you has come up with a solution.
Is it going to make our asses bleed again?
Yeah.
Prepare to take back your life, one pill at a time, with Get Off Your Phone It All.
What?
With Get Off Your Phone It All, you'll see past the digital slot machine that preys off your insecurities, that is social media.
Oh, wow.
And instead of seeing the twinkly lights of touchscreen technology,
I have a high-def screen in my pocket.
You'll see that that screen is as nasty as a public toilet.
What?
Yeah.
With Get Off Your Phone It All, you'll never feel the urge to rage quit your Twitter account and then come back a month later like nothing happened.
I've never done that.
I did that on Facebook because my uncle's a dick.
Oh, I remember that.
Dude's a dumbass. Yeah.
You'll no longer have the urge to disown your family, distance yourself from friends, or move out of the country that you inherited via your your ancestors.
What's dude talking about?
He's trying to take our phones from us.
Eat shit, dude.
With Get Off Your Phone at All, you can go back to being a normal human.
All my music and podcasts are on this thing, dude.
What am I supposed to do without my phone? Climb a tree?
With Get Off Your Phone at All, you can go outside.
You seriously want me to go fucking climb a tree?
Yeah. Enjoy a sunset again.
I had AI Photoshop just design me a sunset. It's more beautiful than anything you've ever seen.
Engage in real life human interaction.
Yeah, I'm gonna keep my distance,
what,
I think.
Yeah, what are we going back to the horse and buggy next?
Get Off Your Phone at All is a pharmaceutical solution that reduces your addiction to social media by 13%.
I thought it'd be more than that.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that shit's got its claws in us.
Whatever, the music stopped. This is kind of awkward now.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you guys want to buy some drugs?
That is what you're doing. You're just selling us drugs.
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
Don't we have to go to our doctor to get these drugs?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so your marketing strategy is to get us to go tell our doctors that we want something that we saw in between reruns of Golden Girls?
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll help you get off your phone.
Right. Everything has trade-offs, so what are the side effects?
You might want to be on your phone way more.
What?
Yeah, what?
Yeah, one of the side effects is that it might make you want to do the opposite of what it's supposed to do.
Well, that's hardly a medicine.
Yeah, but we spent a lot of money on this, so.
What are the other side effects?
Yeah.
Well, let's bring the music back.
Yeah.
You stop it.
Yeah.
Side effects of Get Off Your Phone at All include.
Oh boy, he's taking a deep breath.
Yeah, sorry.
Diarrhea, ghost stools, feelings of loneliness, feelings of paranoia, feelings that robots are coming to get you, feelings that toasters are robots, feeling that your toaster wants to kill you, bludgeoning household appliances, sleeper's cough,
what's that?
Shingler's knee,
what's that?
Plus beard crickets, butt lip barnacles.
That's not a thing.
And also, you will not be able to stop drumming on things.
Drumming?
You will bust beats out on everything, yes.
Okay.
Get off your phone at all.
No, I'm good.
No, I'm talking to them now.
Oh.
Talk to your doctor. Tell him the TV sent you.
Right.
We're the pharmaceutical industrial complex, and we love you.
Yeah.
Just when you think this network has reached peak stupid shit, there you go. Raise the bar again.
Why even have a script, Dad?
Man.
And that's how Lewis and Clark discovered the Rocky Mountain oysters.
I just want you to know there's no way that tirade is making the podcast.
No way.
No one cares about the guy in the backseat that doesn't want to be in the podcast's opinion.
No, just so you know, no way.
I did research, Dave.
I have no idea what fringes of the internet you got your research from, but...
There's no way any of that's true.
Don't censor my shit.
It's just nothing that you said was true, and it's definitely not making the show.
You little bitch.
Right.
I thought you might be a bitch about this, Dave.
Well, it's probably because you got your research from some guy who was probably spearing mayonnaise on his balls.
I don't get my news from that guy anymore.
Yeah, right.
And it was his chest. He spread mayonnaise on his chest and gave us the news, Dave.
The internet is not a boring place.
Some people need a nice haircut and an expensive suit to read the news, Dave.
Yeah.
Some people need to smear condiments on their man titties.
I do feel like the internet might have broken us.
Yeah, if me 10 years ago could see me now.
Yeah.
Well, I got a backup story for this here road we're on, Dave.
Yeah.
As we cross over into North Idaho, it reminds me of the tale of Paul Bunyan.
Okay, well, Angus will blather on about that shit after these messages.
Not more messages.
It's one of those shows.
I hate this episode. I just want you to know that.
It's your idea to drive around and explain what things look like to people.
You keep saying you're gonna cut all my shit out,
because
though.
It's nonsense and you just babble.
Babble? I'm about to tell you the story of a 60-foot man and his pet ox, bitch.
Right, after these messages.
Who the fuck would advertise on our show, Dave?
I mean, probably just shitlords.
Definitely shitlords. Hey, Script Keeper here.
And Malam Mordecai for Scat Cards.
We're in a land far away.
It's in California. We're in California.
Right, where the Battle Scat Card is being forged.
Now, while you guys are pre-ordering the cards,
at scatcast.com,
we're busy fine-tuning the design of the Battle Scat Challenge card.
We're working with excellent crafters. This here, what's your name?
Name's Rob.
Hey, Rob, I'm Malam Mordecai.
Right.
What we want to do is be able to chisel their names on the front of the card.
He can do it.
That's good, because we promised people that already, and they already paid for it.
Phew, that's a relief then, probably.
Yeah, it is. Fuck me.
All right, can we make the logo look more menacing?
I want it to look like something that could go on the back of a 90s Letterman jacket.
Okay, you nailed it then.
Yeah.
You're a weird dude.
It's a Scat Card 2024 Battle Scat Commemorative Challenge Card.
Goddamn.
Right? Made of stainless steel.
Crafted by badasses like Rob.
Please step back.
Oh, sorry.
You can get the Battle Scat Card all by itself, $39.99 at scatcast.com.
And Rob here will engrave your fucking name in that bitch.
Please step back, yep, Mark.
But for $79.99, you can get the Ultra Battle Scat card collection.
Tell us what you get.
Well, there's a few surprises in there.
Are there cards?
You get the first look at the next four cards in the Scat Cast set.
Okay.
Plus, you get their gold parallels.
Sweet.
You get your name listed on card number 58.
Fucking A.
Or 59, because there's a lot of you now.
Sweet. Good job, Rob.
Can you step back further?
I've stepped back quite a bit.
A little further.
I'm basically outside now.
A little further.
If you get the Ultra Battle Scat card collection,
it will likely have Rob's sweat on it.
Yeah, it looks like it.
At least a few drops.
We put together some of our most special cards of all time.
Let's commemorate Battle Scat.
We'll keep you updated over the coming weeks.
You have till April 2nd. To have your name on this shit.
Step way back.
What the fuck? Whoa. Oh, goddamn, that's hot.
Our mission is to make this set really fun to open, and we know it's silly.
You went overboard, didn't you?
I hope so.
Did you do it?
What?
Did you finally make the Hollow Doodle Black Diamond Auto Card?
The Hollow Doodle Black Diamond Auto Card?
The Hollow Doodle Black Diamond Auto Card.
There is a Battle Scat Hollow Doodle Black Diamond Auto Card.
That has to sound like complete gibberish to normal people.
Well, besides these metal cards that are made of mountain stuff,
right?
The Hollow Doodle Black Diamond Auto Card and Hollow Doodle Emerald Auto Card.
Oh, fuck.
fuck?
They're our most ambitious and most expensive and rarest cards of all.
I can't believe you made the Hollow Doodle Black Diamond Auto card.
When it's time to have a Hollow Doodle Black Diamond Auto card, it's time to have a Hollow Doodle Black Diamond Auto card.
Did you guys get the fuck out of here?
All right, Rob's getting sick of us.
You're doing a great job, though.
Step way back.
All right, we should get out of here.
See you, Rob.
Did you ever stop to think I don't want to be in your stupid show?
Just read from the fucking script, Dad. Fuck.
And that's why there's little goat boy cryptids in Idaho.
I just want you to know that 0% of that is going to make the podcast.
Oh, don't be a bitch, Dave.
We already dealt with your paddler issue.
The paddler is almost as serious an issue as Jose Canseco to my family, Dave.
Well, the paddler is one of the dumbest cryptids that there is.
Don't make me pull this car over, Dave.
You're not driving. I'm driving.
I said what I said, bitch.
Yeah, we're not going to talk about Idaho goat boy.
I think it tied into Paul Bunyan's story nicely.
I think it demonstrates that your brain works like a clock made of gopher shit.
Yeah, it does.
No one thinks an Adam should talk from the back seat.
Ryan, do you have any snacks left?
Let's see. I have a lot of empty bags of snacks. Do you want some of that?
I do not.
Snacks are gone, Dave.
Am I right?
How's are my hopes and dreams for this podcast, Dave?
Well, you just told dumb stories and then you tried to show pictures to people that are listening to a podcast.
Are you trying to say I didn't think this out right?
At minimum, that's what I'm trying to say.
Well, I hope as soon as this podcast is over, you go home and fillet yourself.
Right.
I think what ruined this podcast is all the ads, Dave.
Well, people know how to fast forward ads.
How many advertisements do you listen to in a lifetime?
I don't know.
Shit, Dave, what percentage of your life has been spent listening to some cunt try and sell you shit you don't need?
I mean, I don't know.
It's probably not as high a percent as sleeping, but it's probably up there with jerking off, Dave.
I barely have any idea what you're talking about.
I'm just doing some hardcore science over here, don't worry.
I'm not too worried.
It's lonely being as unsheepled as an Angus is, just say no.
You have a very high opinion of yourself, just say no.
Yeah, you're probably in my movie, Dave.
You don't think I have my own movie?
If there's a multiverse, you're my sidekick in every single universe, bitch.
Well, it is a Dave and Angus show.
Yeah, but it's Dave and Angus, you know?
Well, actually, the ampersand actually signifies that you have a lesser role.
The fuck you say?
Well, it's an old rule in the English language, but...
Are you saying there's something in public that says I'm lesser than you somewhere?
Well, our logo uses that symbol.
The fuck you say, Dave?
Well, they went with it because it looks better.
The Dave and Angus show needs a new logo, Dave.
Well...
There can't be some bullshit that says I'm lesser than you, Dave.
Well, nobody pays attention to that rule anymore.
You fucking know about it, Dave, and that's what makes an Angus want to do things to your face, Dave.
It is true, I did know about it.
You dirty bitch.
Well,
you sloppy, drooping, testicle sack in the rain, Dave. You win this battle, Dave. You win this battle.
It was basically a graphic design choice.
You have your witch doctors, Dave, but I will win the war.
We're not going to change the name of the show to the Angus and Dave Show.
You say that, Dave.
We're not going to.
You're not
going to
know when and who from, but there's going to be boxes of shit on your desk, Dave.
Okay, well, I'll definitely know who they're from then.
Yeah, well, you won't know when, though.
Don't start shitting in boxes and putting it on my desk again.
I never really stopped, Dave. It's just a pause.
No.
Now you got me all worked up. I'm out of podcast mode, Dave. I think we should listen to the radio.
I think Adam fell asleep anyway, but he's got the recorder on.
Oh, Adam, you punk bitch. You're in the podcast now and you don't even know it.
We lay off.
Lay off? I brought Sharpies just in case he fell asleep so I could draw dicks on his face, Dave.
Don't you fucking dare.
I know. I was at the meeting this morning.
There will be repercussions.
I listened at the meeting this morning.
Let me see your Sharpie. Give me the Sharpie.
I'm allowed to own a Sharpie, bitch.
Whatever. Just put the radio on.
Well, we drove pretty far into Idaho, so it's kind of dark and...
We're in the creepy back roads.
Yeah, it's beautiful during the daytime. Kind of creepy at night.
A little creepy, yeah.
There's wolves and bears and bats and fucking owls.
Yeah.
And the menace I imagine of most places, deer.
Yeah.
Fucking stupid, dumb, idiot, dumb, idiot.
Got it.
Deer.
Right.
Stay the fuck out of fucking road, deer, you stupid, dumb, idiot, bastard, deer.
Yep. You didn't even roll down the window. You're just yelling in the car.
I'm sorry. Shut up, Adam. You're in the podcast.
You just turn on the radio.
Yeah, yeah. You hear Scatcast added the Hollow Doodle Black Diamond Auto cards to their set for the fucking Battle Scats and not for an Angus first?
I did hear that. They're going to be cool cards.
Blow me, Dave.
Yeah, yeah.
How the fuck far up in Idaho are we? We're not getting radio.
You're the one that took us on a tour up here. I just drove us.
You could have said no at any point.
I pretty much said no the whole time.
Yeah, you have been a little bitch. Here's a little rock station, I think.
Yeah, I'm turning it up a little bit.
I'm not sure I'm in the mood for music.
Yeah, well, this will keep you awake, I guess.
Let me flip it to the AM.
All right. Yeah.
Your truck is old as fuck, Dave.
Yeah, I love this thing.
So does every gas station owner for 100 miles.
Yeah, well.
Some hippie you are.
I love this truck. I can fix it with my own hands.
Well, way to be inconsistent with hippie ideology.
I don't think that's inconsistent at all.
Shit.
Nor is it a hippie thing, and you don't make any sense ever.
I need just something to tune out the Dave.
Yeah, yeah.
And that is why God hates Alabama.
None of that.
Yeah, no, thanks.
So thanks to Booby Cubes.
Yeah,
dude, my wife fucking hates Booby Cubes.
Well, that can't be comfortable.
People just do shit nowadays.
Yeah.
Fuck, I'm not finding shit, Dave.
Well, you had us drive halfway to Sandpoint.
What, there's no civilization between here and Sandpoint? Come on.
I don't know what to tell you. It's 10:30 at night.
What, are the radio stations in Idaho go to bed at 9:30? What's going on?
I don't know.
Shit.
Oh, Dave. Fuck,
it's Jeff Tooney, but it's coast to coast, Dave.
I hear it. Just stop touching me. Try to drive. Stop touching me. Stop.
It's crazy weirdos like me, Dave.
Yeah, yeah.
Shut the fucking Dave. It's coast to fucking coast fucking Dave.
All right, well, I know you shut up so we can listen.
Let's all listen, shall we?
With my co-host, Chuckles the Monkey, who promised us in the staff meeting
committing not to throw his poop around anymore. We have a great show for you today. We'll be taking calls from weirdos like you. Our statistics say 40% of you have your wieners out. Well, I bet it's higher too, Chuckles. Have I ever jerked off while driving alone on a road trip? Now, define alone. Does a Greyhound bus count? Well, I've done it many times. Also on the show today, alternative dietitian and self-proclaimed trainer of the stars is in the studio to tell us how we can radically change our lives. Well, that's because you're a monkey, Chuckles. You don't need to eat right. I know you can eat my face. We also have a segment dedicated to haunted objects. I'm pretty sure one of our listeners sent me a haunted pen one time. Yes, and you sent me a box with your poop in it. No, it wasn't haunted, but it smelled like it. We've got lots to get to today on Coast to Coast, but let's get to your calls. No, we said no pooping in your hand and throwing it. Buckle your people pants back up. We've got a caller in Indiana. Apparently vortexes are a popular topic. Let's see what they've got to say.
Hello?
Hello, caller. You're on Coast to Coast.
Is George Norrie?
No, I'm Jeff. Jeff Tooney. George Norrie's on vacation. I'm in for him for the week.
That's very disappointing.
I'm sorry to hear that. We can still take your call.
I've called in for years and I've never gotten in.
Well, we have quite a copious listener base of crazies.
I finally get in and I get the annoying guy?
I'm just a guy trying to make a career in radio.
This is very disappointing now, George.
Yeah, name's Jeff. Jeff Tooney. Let's go to Wisconsin. Yeah, that was starting to hurt my feelings, too. Wisconsin, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Chuck.
Yeah, there's no one named Chuck here. I'm Jeff. Jeff Tooney.
Thanks for taking my call, Rick.
Yeah, it's Jeff. Jeff Tooney. You were calling on our cryptid line.
Yes, my husband and I believe we have caught a cryptid.
What do you mean? You caught him?
It is trapped in our shed, I think.
We got him.
No, he says we got him.
Now, what kind of cryptid is it up there in Wisconsin? You got a Mothman?
We're not sure, but it's two-legged.
Yeah, a Mothman has legs. Damn straight, Chuckles.
It has horns?
Well, that could be one of those Wendigos.
Oh, honey, it could be a Wendigo.
What do you think, Chuckles? What other cryptids have horns? A jackalope? Yeah, it could be a jackalope.
A jackalope?
Two legs.
No, it's not a jackalope. Oh, that's a good one, caller. Do you think you might have a minotaur in your tool shed?
No, but we're about to go in and see what it is.
Oh, thank you for calling at this critical time.
Here we go.
If it happens to be an alien, don't let it probe your brown eye. We're sick of that shit. That's right, Chuckles. You can sign the petition at our website.
Okay, we're in the tool shed. We're about to flash the flashlight.
This is exciting.
Damn it, I almost shot you.
Exciting climax.
Hey, Rick.
Yeah, it's Jeff. Jeff Tooney.
Okay, scratch the cryptid thing.
Did you find an alien? Yeah, sign the no probing simian buttholes petition online. Let your voice be heard. We're not taking it in the no-no hole by no E.T. cunts.
Yeah, we don't have an alien or a cryptid here.
Sorry.
Looks like we accidentally actually kidnapped the UPS guy.
His short shorts threw me off.
His short shorts threw us off.
Well, I thought you said he had horns.
Yeah, no, he was just wearing a hat.
So sorry.
Are you sure he's not a butt-probing alien cunt?
No, he's our UPS guy.
Well, we'll leave that horseshit there. Thank you for the call.
So yeah, Steve, thanks.
Yeah, it's Jeff. Jeff Tooney. Now we're going to California. Well, once again, we have a portal sighting. That's right. The kids today call it a V-Tex. So I'll call it a Texodamadingdom. Right, let's just go to the caller.
Hello, hi.
Yes, California, how are you?
I'm doing great.
We love to hear the weirdos on the other end of the call are great. That's right, Chuckles. It means they're coming up with less ways to wear our skin. Caller, you have a V-Texa-ding-dong.
Yeah, I am right near Mount Shasta.
Mount Shasta is one of the hotbeds for UFO and paranormal shit.
Yeah, we have definitely got a portal here.
Now, we like to call it a V-Texa-ding-dong. Quiet, Chuckles. Keep your hand out of your pants. Well, caller, what makes you think you're experiencing a V-Texa-dingle-doodle?
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
You got a portal situation?
Oh, yeah.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, like I said, I'm used to portals.
The caller says she's bored with portals.
I've just seen a lot of them, and this one is different.
How is your portal different?
This portal is not doing what portals normally do.
Right, a portal will usually transport one from place to place.
A dimension to dimension.
That's right. There's some time continuum shit in there.
Right. This one's not doing that.
Right, well, what's this one doing?
Every 15 minutes, it squirts out burritos.
You have a portal delivering burritos?
Yeah.
Well, are they tasty steak burritos?
Yeah, pretty tasty, yeah.
Well, I wouldn't look that gift horse in its testicle sack. That's right, Chuckles. I'd get a stool and look over the testicles. I'd take those free burritos and sell that shit at the fair.
All right.
Although I'm not sure what it's like to run a small business in California. I'm sure it's lovely.
Yeah.
Well, enjoy your burrito squirting V-Texa, too.
I just thought you should know.
We appreciate the call, caller. A link between worlds that squirts burritos.
Yeah, thank you.
What do you think, Chuckles? Would you eat a V-Texa ding-dong burrito? Well, that's because you'll eat anything, Chuckles. I think it's ironic your name, Chuckles, and are incapable of laughter. Don't do that fake monkey smile with me, bitch. You said you wouldn't shit in your hand. Well, coming to the studio now, alternative dietitian Randy Roccarino.
Nice to meet you, Jeff.
You say you've discovered something that will redefine the health world.
Yeah, I've discovered that if you take heavy things...
Like my couch?
Like, say, things made of metal.
Like an F-22 Raptor.
You just take something heavy and you repeatedly lift it.
You mean like a crane? Did you build the pyramid?
No, I mean, just repeatedly lift the weights, you get stronger.
Like the smell of a seafood salad in the sun at a picnic.
And if you do that for each of your muscle groups, you end up being stronger.
Oh, what the hell do you call this crazy voodoo shit?
shit.
I call it bearded metal yoga.
Wow. What do you mean you just described working out? Chuckles says you're a grifter.
No, if you just grab heavy things and you lift them a lot.
I don't think he's grifting, Chuckles. I think he might be the product of our schooling systems. It might be in the Mountain Dew. I don't know. Let's go to break. When we come back, we'll have a real expert tell us about how global warming's affecting poltergeists. We know what you think, Chuckles. We'll also have a special segment on haunted objects. There's a 99% chance the callers you'll be hearing will have their penises in their hands while talking to us. And Chuckles probably will, too. All this and more on Coast to Coast AM after this.
It's Dave. I'm Dave. It's Dave. It's Dave. Listen there, Dave and Angus show right now. Let's go.
Bing. Bong. Why am I on this show?
Thank you to the trusted.